Good evening. It's 6 minutes after seven. This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The Rogers Historical Museum presents Hogwild, our area's love affair with the pig, on exhibit now through August 9th. This exhibit features the museum's collection and private collections, reflecting the broad appeal of the pig in Arkansas, from farming, sausage-making, art, and razorback memorabilia. Located in downtown Historic Rogers, 621-1154, or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 33rd season of entertainment presents the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Jazz Band and Jazz Cats tonight at 7:30, better hustle, in the Fort Smith Convention Center. This band and vocal ensemble will combine to perform vintage to contemporary high-energy jazz. Tickets and more information available at uafs.edu.
This is a special fundraising edition of Ozarks at Large. It is our spring on-air fundraiser. We're trying to reach our goal of $150,000, which we cannot do without your support. Our phone volunteers, who have been taking pledges all day long, have gone home for the evening, but you can still make your contribution now at our website, supportkuaf.com.
I want to emphasize that even though we often talk about large numbers during this fundraiser. Goal's $150,000. Morning edition costs $95,000. You can become a member of the NPR Society for $1,000. Smaller numbers are just as important. Every contribution works together to meet that goal. There is no minimum. We're not saying you have to do this amount.
No.
Or any, we appreciate them all.
No, absolutely. And I know sometimes people who haven't given before don't know how much to give. They ask that question, how much should I give? Well, you give what the station is worth to you. Maybe you only listen on the weekends. Maybe you listen every day. So you can make your contribution to be, you know, compatible with that. Sometimes we tell people, what about a buck a week? Do you think it's worth a buck a week? So that's $52. Or maybe a buck a day. That's $365. It's whatever you can afford. It's however much you use KUAF, and you are the only one that knows the answer to that.
And you might think about how much you use other things that you might have a subscription to.
Exactly.
Do you subscribe to Netflix or Hulu?
Mm-hmm.
Spotify?
Those are about $10.
So sure.
I actually
have, a month.
Yes, I actually had this conversation with someone the other day who mentioned, well, I use those things for $10 a month. And I know if I use the, you know, judged based on that, do I use the radio more or less than that? And that's how they decided how much to give.
There you go. And it's that simple. And the great thing is, we let you decide.
Mm-hmm.
So
we don't send you a bill
like
Spotify or Netflix or anything like
right.
that. We're not telling you have to pay $10 a month. You pay what you can afford and what you think this station is worth.
So what we hope is that you hear enough here that you think, oh, I wouldn't want to live without that. I wouldn't want to not have Terry Gross with me throughout the week, or Morning Edition, or Ozarks at Large. And so is there a value on that? Do you have that in your budget? Then we ask you to make that deduction and, you know, make the commitment.
Absolutely. And you can make that commitment right now by logging on to supportkuaf.com.
And thank you. This is Ozarks at Large. In about 20 minutes on Ozarks, why hundreds of people will be in Rogers this weekend to trade frags, sections of coral. That story ahead on Ozarks at Large.
First, the National Cemetery in Fayetteville will be getting a little bit bigger after 2 acres on the cemetery's northern side were acquired by the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation. The organization yesterday closed on a purchase of undeveloped land between Hill and Government Avenues. Ron Butler, president of the RNCIC, says the acquisition is the latest in a series of land purchases for the National Cemetery.
We donated 2.3 acres last November in conjunction with Veterans Day and so on. And then the 2 acres, approximately 2 acres, we just purchased. And there were several other land purchases made, you know, back from 1984 on. So it's an accumulation. We've more than tripled, of course, the original 5 acres. So
Butler says the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation is continuing on with the mission it originally set out on when it was formed 3 decades ago.
They recognized in 84 that the cemetery would soon run out of land. And had they not purchased that first plot of, I believe it was almost a full acre, it would have been closed at that time. They were down to approximately 10 in-ground burial spaces left.
Butler says through the help of local contributors from individuals, veterans groups, and businesses, the organization will continue to make sure the Fayetteville National Cemetery doesn't run out of room anytime soon.
According to the latest poll by Talk Business Arkansas and Hendricks College, incumbent U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat, holds a 3-point edge over Republican challenger Congressman Tom Cotton. According to the poll, which surveyed more than 1,000 likely Arkansas voters on April 3rd and 4th, 45.5% voiced support for Senator Pryor, while 42.5% were supportive of Congressman Cotton. Libertarian candidate Nathan LaFrance and Green Party candidate Mark Swaney each received support from 2% of those surveyed, while 8% of poll respondents said they were undecided.
Voters in two Washington County towns will turn out to the polls for special elections today. In Prairie Grove, city residents will cast ballots at the First Baptist Church on whether the city should annex a strip of land south of town that surrounds the Highway 62 bypass currently under construction. Meanwhile, West Fork residents will vote for a new mayor at the Wenzel Community Center. Charlie Rossetti, the town's interim mayor, is facing Steve Winkler, a former weekly newspaper publisher. The mayoral race is being held after former Mayor Francis Heim resigned late last year. And the winning candidate will serve until the current term expires at the end of this year. Polls are open in both towns until 7:30 this evening.
A portion of Hill Avenue in Fayetteville is closed today while city crews install a trail crossing. The street will be closed from just south of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Winstone Drive. The street expected to be closed through Friday afternoon.
The next dean has been selected for the University of Arkansas's Faye Jones School of Architecture. The university announced this morning that Peter McKeith will be taking the helm of the architecture school on July 1st. McKeith is currently a professor of architecture at the Sam Fox School of Design and Visual Arts at Washington University in St. Louis, but he has served on the Faye Jones School's professional advisory board since 2011. McKeith previously held professorships and other appointments at the University of Virginia, Yale University, and at universities in Slovenia and Finland.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas. Lows around 40 for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs around 70. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s.